Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the final Access All Areas of, what year is it? 2020. How can I forget that? I am Stephen Leng.
And I'm Bobby Norris. Have you been, my love?
Yeah, fine. I can't believe I actually forgot the year and what has been like the most important year. I mean, Jesus.
The strangest of years.
Absolute strangest of years. But yeah, all good. How are you?
Yeah, doing really good, thank you. I mean, well, apart from the tier three.
Apart from that.
Just when you just hope that things are going to be a little bit better. But thankfully, I've only got a couple more presents to buy. I'm just going to do them online. And in the grand scheme of things, shopping isn't really the priority.
It's so bizarre, isn't it? Like, just thinking about what we'd normally be doing this time of year. I mean, I would probably be rushing off from recording this to go to some nice party or seeing some friends or just going to the pub or just going out to watch television, whatever. But not really thinking about the fact that I might have touched something that could cause infection and, you know, hurt people I love. I mean, it's just so bizarre, like how this current time is panning out, especially for you in Essex and me in London.
Yeah, we've both been done with the tier three, haven't we? Yeah. I think the saddest thing as well, obviously apart from the pandemic itself, so I just think so many people in like the hospitality industry, just when they probably thought the light was at the end of the tunnel, all them jobs and then people that thought they was going to be able to work and try and make up for such a bad year, to then just have it taken away from again, it's just so, so sad.
Yeah, I think the people doing all the pantomimes, which they've all tried to work out, and the restaurants and the outdoor eating, you know, people eating in these freezing conditions, but you know, want to be out, want to be meeting people, you know, and I do understand. On the other hand, I also understand that for the good of public health, it's best to do that. I mean, I don't quite understand why they're not closing schools. Which seemed to be one of the big places. Anyway, I mean, we digress, but yeah, I mean, like, it's just a crazy, crazy world we live in. But we did get to go out this weekend, didn't we? We got to go see Cheryl Hole, which was super fun.
It was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah. And you know, it was nice to have a bit of normality. I was back rowing. Obviously this week now I'm like, oh God, I shouldn't have done anything. I should have stayed in because I'm going to see my grandparents in 2 weeks. So I've gone to my local borough has allowed me to have a test. So anyone that wants one in Newham where I live can go get a test. So I went to do that today, which was thoroughly unpleasant, but you know, job done. Hopefully all will be fine.
I think that's a great thing to do, especially like in a couple of weeks, it being Christmas and everything, where people will be mixing bubbles and seeing their families and stuff. I think because so many people do have elderly family and vulnerable family, it's just, if you can get a test, I think it's great. As you say, obviously not an unpleasant thing to do, but in the grand scheme of things, fingers crossed, obviously all comes back good.
Definitely fingers crossed.
We should be going out having a lovely old time, having staff parties and going for dinners, and instead you're going down the local
to have a swab. Not the first time in my life, I'll say.
So normally that's the January.
after a December that's a bit too much fun. Yeah, totally.
So all being good, are you going to, you're going to go see the family for Christmas?
Yeah, I'm going to go down, just over the Christmas period and hope for the best, really. I'm just going to stay with my sister, keep it quite low key. My mum's going to come. But they're all basically relying on me to have the test. None of them are having any tests. It's like, well, what if you give it to me and I take it back to London? But other than that, hopefully it will just be a nice quiet one for a few days. What about you?
Yeah, same. Just a very, very quiet one. Not really mixing any bubbles or anything this year. I think just literally gonna. I feel really sad saying it. And I think I was saying last week, I'm a real big person on kind of never wishing time away and kind of seeing the positives in everything. Even with this, I still think, you know, we've got to take what we can from it and try and see the positives, even though there seems very few. But I really am ready for 2021 now.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a crap New Year's Eve, but I do think, like, once we've a couple of months in, we hopefully see the difference from the vaccine. And if we can just get to that point, then we can actually start living a normal life again, right? Like, then we'll actually be able to do it.
Yeah, and it's mad, isn't it? Because when I say people are like, Bobs, you don't know, like, January the 1st, everything isn't going to be fine. I'm like, oh, no, I get it's completely going to be exactly the same as it is now, no doubt. But there's just something psychological about knowing that a year's changed.
And that it will get better next year. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Like we went into last year having no idea that this was going to be how it is. And then December has definitely, or like New Year definitely seems like an end point, even if, yeah, the actual physical reality of it is that December the 31st is going to be no different to January 1st. But yeah, I totally get what you mean.
Like you say, no New Year's Eve, really, I'm guessing, for anyone. I'm just going to be quite fine. I'm quite happy to, because at the end of the day, when you take all the magic and sparkle away from it, it is just another day, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. Another night. So I'm quite happy to sit there and maybe treat myself to a little takeaway and get fully back on the elf kick January the 1st, the next day. And do you know what? Just look back at the year we've had.
Cry.
Yeah. And try and take away things that I'm grateful for. Because some amazing things have happened. I mean, I've got to start working with you guys, which has been amazing from 2020. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to look back and think, oh, let's write the year off. But there's been some good that's come from it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, yeah, I mean, like, I'm actually struggling to think of anything particular. But you coming on board doing this has been really good fun. And, you know, like, just kind of, like, really appreciating the small things. like being able to see your friends when the laws allow. And, like, you know, seeing your family and stuff. I do think it will mean so much more. But I can promise that the second that the invites start coming into parties, I am going to everyone.
Yes.
Next year.
Gone are the days ago. Do you know what? I think I'm just going to have a quiet night this weekend. Yeah,
no.
Like, no, I am
going to do my 100 days sober, but that should take me to April, and I think that would be a good time to crack on.
Hopefully 4 months into the year, that should be as we stick. I love that I think I'm a scientist now. I'm just calling it on April. But I think by then we've got a good chance of things getting a little bit better.
Yeah, let's just all keep our fingers crossed and
for April.
Hope for the best for April. Yeah, definitely. well, there has been, I tell you what, this week has been quite the week for showbiz news, hasn't it?
Isn't it just? I feel like I've just been in a little bit of, I know we spoke about it a few weeks ago, but the news of Jesse Nelson leaving Little Mix, which is quite sad.
What do you think? What do you think about it? I mean, they were quite clear that it was to do with her her mental health, wasn't it? And maybe she struggled with that in the band.
Yeah, I mean, I think, do you know what? As sad as it is, and I know there's going to, I mean, I love a little bit of Little Mix, who doesn't? And I know the diehard fans, there's probably some really sad fans out there today. I remember when Jerry left the Spice Girls. I think it was the first heartbreak I ever felt. but do you know what? Now we're in a time where people are talking about their mental health and stuff like that. I think, do you know, if she's going to feel better for not being in the band and not having them pressures and feeling under scrutiny and the negative that has come with it, I think all we can do is applaud her for it and go, do you know what, Jesse, as long as you're happy, because that really, that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. So her mental health is the most important thing. And the other three have said they're going to continue as a little trio, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think you're absolutely right. Like, no job is worth sacrificing every last bit of your mental health to do, even if that is in, like, being one of the world's biggest girl bands. And it's interesting, though, that before they probably would have made other excuses, you know, but now, you know, they're being quite upfront with the fact that it's mental health reasons. This is not best for her. And I think that's really good for them to be so honest. It's interesting, today I read, just actually before I logged on through the show, she's unfollowed their manager. I wonder what's gone on behind the scenes there. Yeah. so, you know, but it probably is difficult and complicated, you know, like, behind the scenes of a girl band. I can't imagine it is always like sweetness and light. You're traveling a lot, well, not this year, but normally, you know, and recording and doing all these different things and performing on shows all over the world, like, take its toll on you, definitely, I think.
Definitely. And I hope that she, obviously, she's fought long and hard about it. And I'm glad she's done what she thinks is the right thing for her and her mental health. And I just hope she didn't feel too much pressure to stay there from any of the powers above. When
for longer than she wanted to, you mean?
Like, yeah. And I think maybe looking back, maybe they kind of gave her these last few weeks or couple of months off because it was noticeable she wasn't really doing a lot of the promo and she'd missed certain things. And I wonder if they kind of said to her, look, really think about what you want to do. But I think like anything, whether it's a relationship or a job, when you come to the natural end of something and you think that you're finished and you're kind of, you're done with it and you're ready to move on, I don't think it matters what you do. You've kind of got to put your health first. And hopefully it opens up conversations to other people that might be unhappy in jobs to go, do you know what? I mean, not that many people have been working much this year, as we say, but for people that have had that bit of time to reflect. And I think that's the one thing we really have had in 2020, nothing but time.
Plenty of time. I mean, literally hours upon hours of time. Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you on that. We did also have the sad news of Barbara Windsor passing away this week as well, didn't we? Which is really sad.
So sad. And I think just when you look at social media, that the impact that from so many different generations of people that are coming out showing their condolences and how sad they are and their respects for Babs, you don't really get many people like that nowadays. You know what I mean? That's an icon and a true national treasure.
National treasure.
That's the one.
It was really interesting to hear people talk about how, despite her level of fame, which was absolutely huge, especially in the first of all in the 60s and 70s, and then again as Peggy in EastEnders, she would always stop and give the autographs. In fact, she seemed to enjoy having like a public persona. Do you know what I mean? There was no secret. She was always very talkative about her life and what went on. And, you know, she was married three times and she spoke about very openly about that. And there's very few of those people now. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
And I think that was, we lost an icon. Well, having said that, I think living in a home, you know, having advanced Alzheimer's can't be pleasant for those people around you. And also, obviously, it's not pleasant for the person that's suffering it. So, you know, you don't want to expand that for any longer than needs be. And she was not in a good way. So sometimes it's for the best. I mean, you know, seeing that in my own family, as much as it's difficult, it's a tough one.
It's such a cruel disease, isn't it?
Really, really cruel and horrible to see. So let's hope for some peace for her and for her family and her husband Scott. Now, sad times. But there was one bit of good news this week. I will just say, Drag Race UK is coming back in January.
Yes. Been announced
January the 14th or the 12th, I can't quite remember, somewhere around that time. First episode is coming out, so we'll be able to see who'll be able to take on the likes of Cheryl Hall next year. Maybe be doing her own Christmas events come December. So at least if there is another lockdown, it's the 14th of January. At least if there is another lockdown, we'll have something new to watch. Which will be nice.
It's got Lockie D 3 written all over it, I think.
And you say it like that, the third one. Oh, God.
Oh, I mean.
And then they'll find a new strain, and then we'll have to go back into another lockdown.
Well, there's a note they're saying today. I saw something in those saying there's a new strain. I thought, gosh, it's been around so long that we're now getting new strains. The strains are straining from the strains. But absolutely excited beyond belief for the Drag Race UK to be returning in the new year. January is that, because I always miss, I was a massive fan of it and always used to go and do a bit on the side a lot. Especially the celebrity ones. I loved Celebrity Big Brother. And there was something about that time of year, Christmas was done, New Year was done. And it was you know, when it's just cold and miserable, when you want something to watch. Celeb Big Brother used to be amazing for that, so I like.
And it was like a January staple, wasn't it? Yeah, it was like a January thing.
Started your year off just lovely, watching 12 celebrities tear strips off each other.
Got Towie for that though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, actually, speaking of, we haven't actually mentioned our guests today. We have Miles Nazer, who's on Main in Chelsea, and we also have Real Housewives of Jersey star Tessa Hartman, We haven't actually seen the show yet, so it's going to be quite interesting to see what the deal is with her. But we actually have our first, talking about people tearing strips off each other, Made in Chelsea. I'm sure there's lots of that going on. We have Miles here now, so let's get him in.
Amazing.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Miles. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Your room does not look particularly festive. I'm just going to put it out there.
I feel like I'm going to be the guy on the 24th buying his Christmas tree. That's me.
You're not feeling the festive vibes?
You know what? This has been a tough year. I'm not feeling it yet.
You're definitely not the only one.
Yeah, exactly.
How have you been dealing with the year we've had, Miles? It's been 2020. As you say, it's been a strange one.
You know what? It's been a mix of emotions going up and down. There'll be some weeks where I feel really positive, and you know what, you've just got to, you know, keep your head forward and keep going. And then there's some days where it's a little bit tough. But I feel like because we're all in the same kind of space, like it kind of helps to know that you're not alone on this. So it really depends on the day.
I think that's most people, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. What was your kind of, did you have any go-to things to kind of get you through it, like in the first couple of lockdowns that we've had?
You know what? Like I, on the first very lockdown, I had moved in with a friend of mine, and it was also a new friendship. So it was actually really nice in the first lockdown because we were just starting a new friendship and we just moved in together. So it was just like, oh, you know, we're two guys just like living in this new house. Let's just, you know, enjoy each other's company. And that was nice. And I think that helped a lot because I think because we were getting to know each other and also you're locked in together, so you kind of have to, it was nice. I mean, towards the end, got sick of him, but it was nice.
It's like Big Brother or something, isn't it? It's like sitting in the Big Brother house.
Oh my God, it was. And he's a YouTuber, so it was, you know, him filming YouTube videos every day and I'm popping in and out.
Well, something to do at least, I guess.
Exactly.
What's been going on with the old dating life in 2020?
2020 dating has been a tricky one. I don't know if I'm the only single one here right now, but it was for
you
a single.
No, you're not. Sorry, I mean you're not. Yeah.
But I think for singles, it was hard because, you know, the whole thing about being single is that you can go out and, you know, have amazing experiences, meet new people. You know, here lockdown was like, okay, well, how am I going to start dating? What is the way to do it? And I think everyone just went to virtual dating. That was like the main kind of focus, right? So it was tricky, but I you know what? I found out that it was nice to experience, like, because I've never really virtually dated. I've never really gone on dating apps before until.
This is a completely new ball game.
It's a new ball game. So it was fun to kind of discover that and see how you can meet someone through even like, you know, video chat and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it was interesting for sure.
And how did you find the whole, so what was you doing dating through Zoom?
So I was on Badoo for the most of the time, and it was, they have video chat and voice memo. So very similar to WhatsApp. So you could vote. And I'm very visual. So for me, like just texting someone isn't really the right way forward. Like I like to see someone, and I rather actually on the first, you know, I say date, virtual date, is to go straight in with a video call and say, hey, this is me, this is how untidy I am with my room, and who knows.
Did you get a good reaction to that? Because I would have been absolutely terrified if someone called me but within 20 seconds of saying hello, be like, no, thank you, no.
I mean, it wasn't within 20 seconds. It wasn't just like,
let me call you.
I really, really fancy you. It was more like, you know, you'd have a little conversation. I think for me, it was the first day or two, you'd chat, you know, just chit chat. And then after, do you want to go on a video call? And it was really weird because loads of people had different mindsets of how to video call. So you had a lot of people who would be like really relaxed and be in their casual clothes, comfies, which is a little bit of me, and I love to be in comfy clothes. But then there's a lot of people who were like really put a huge effort in, which was like really nice, because obviously when you normally go on a date, you suit up, or you know, you wear really nice stuff, you put your makeup on, all that. And it was really nice to see girls actually properly like proper do themselves up and have like a real date, I guess, on camera.
So it felt a bit normal.
Yeah, a little bit.
Ish.
A little bit, yeah, yeah. It was one of those, I was wearing a shirt and then just my boxers underneath. That's what it was.
The 2020
That's how most
special.
Of us have got through 2020, isn't it, doing the thing?
Yeah, exactly.
From the bottom half, just pyjamas and underwear.
Yeah.
So, Bowles, I wanted to ask you, obviously, you was missing from the last series and Made in Chelsea. Did you decide to consciously sit a series out?
Yeah, so funny enough, this is probably the second time I've spoken about it. I haven't really spoken about it on any kind of press or any kind of radio show. It was series 19 was really tough for me because of my ex and my ex-best mate at the time. And I'd gone through a lot of things, and coming to series 20, when we went into the first lockdown, I kind of took it as an excuse to take some time off. And I'd been on the show for 2 years and a bit, and I was like, okay, well, I think mentally for me, if I want to continue to be on the show, you know, I didn't say goodbye. I was like, look, I just need to take a step back, reassess myself, make sure that I'm grounding myself with really good people around me. And then when I do come back, I feel like, you know, it's a better version of myself. So that's what I did. I was like, look, I'm going to take this opportunity to actually say, hey guys, go ahead, smash it, enjoy the series 20. I'm just going to do my thing for a bit and then I'll come back. So that's what I've done.
And were they all right with that? Were they happy for you to do that? Like, for you, we were actually talking just before you came on air a bit about Jessie Nelson leaving Little Mix for her mental health. People are way more aware of it now, aren't they? And I guess the show were happy for you to do that.
Yeah, it was. I think at the first stage when I did say it, they didn't really understand. I think they were like, oh no, but we, you know, can you dip in and out, can you do this? And they were still asking me to, you know, and like, I mean, like Bobby, you would understand, you know, being on a TV reality show like that, it is very hard to detach yourself sometimes, because, you know, you're given so much of your life on that show to completely say not goodbye, but completely say, look guys, give me a break. You know, producers and the TV network are gonna, but they still, because if you're a big foundation on the show, they want you to be present. And I love that. You know, it's always lovely to know that you're wanted, and you know, you have a big part on the show. But I think we had a lot of back and forth, and it got to one meeting where I was like, look guys, I'm going to be completely honest with you, I just need to do this for my mental health. I just need to have this step back. And as soon as I said that, they completely understood. And they were like, okay, look, you know, enjoy this. And hopefully please come back. And I was like, okay, we'll chat to you in the new year.
No, I just so much. I think a lot of people wouldn't really know that the behind the scenes, what goes into a reality show, such as Made in Chelsea, Towering, all them kind of things, because you really are living and breathing life through the show as well. And especially if you're going through relationship issues and breakups, it just becomes, which are hard enough for anyone in any job, but let alone them playing it out on camera, and then it becomes a really strange situation, doesn't it?
It almost I don't want to say necessarily you lose yourself, but you kind of get to a stage where, because everything is happening so quickly, and like, you know, as you said, like, you know, you're playing out real raw emotions with people that you're in love with, your friendships, and you've got to wait until you film, you've got to do scenes that can go for hours, and then you get home and you're just like, wow, what has happened today? I'm exhausted. And you're emotionally exhausted, you know. And And I find it really funny, because a lot of people who watch reality, they go, oh, that's an easy life. And don't get me wrong, there are some huge perks of being on reality. Literally, there's, and I will never say a bad word about it, because, you know, I wouldn't be here today. And I love it. But I think there's a lot of things that people don't see. And it's hugely with the mental health side. And I think it's been a lot more spoken about. And I really love the fact that a lot of us are talking about it a bit more.
Do you, with that in mind, are you planning on returning for another series?
So, don't know how much I'm allowed to say.
That makes me think yes.
Let me just read over my contract. So, look, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I have. I'm thinking of definitely coming back. I've had a very nice kind of open conversation with the show last week. You know, they're talking about the new series, and I think you hopefully there might be a return of Miles on the show.
Okay, well that's exciting.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, and I think one of your cast members, Jamie's, smashing it on Strictly at the moment. Have you been watching?
Yeah, I can't believe he's in the finals.
By the skin of his teeth. I mean, he's been in the bottom two a few times.
Like four or five times. No, I'm hugely proud of him. I think because initially when he was supposed to do it the first time, we were filming at, I think it was series 19 or series 18, and he had broken, well, he didn't break his foot, but he got really badly injured in it, and it really hit him. I didn't expect it to like really like hurt him that much of like not being on that show and doing that. He really, really, really wanted to do it. And as you can see, he's so passionate about the show and dancing. And it's great to see like a fellow cast member do something like that as well. I think he's smashing it. Well done to Jay, for sure.
I actually said at the beginning of the series, I thought he was like a shoo-in for the win, but now he's been in the bottom two this so many times, I'm not entirely sure that he is. I think actually it's going to be Bill Bailey in the end.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he, you know what? I love Jamie because he's so competitive though. He's such a competitive guy. He will try and win. He's going to do everything to win it, but hopefully we'll see. It'd be great to have a major Chelsea star win the show.
And what do you make about the pictures just come out about Sam and Zara getting back together?
It's so weird. You know, so many people asked me about their relationship and I don't know why they asked me. I'm like, why are you asking me? Like, I don't talk to them on a daily basis. And I think it's because a lot of people ask me just because Zara did an interview with him and she had said, he had asked her, who would you get with from the show? And she said me. And I think to this day, everyone's like,
awkward.
I think to this day, everyone's like, oh, they've broken up. They thought I was going to slide in straight away. No, I'm not that bad. I said I took a break for a reason. No, you know what? I'm happy for them. At the end of the day, if they're happy, if they've worked through their relationship, we're not in the ins and outs. We don't really know. Like, obviously, it's been played out on the show, but there again there are a lot of things that we probably don't know and we don't see. So if they're happy, I'm you know, good for them. I want them to work it out, like, if that's the case.
Very good point. Well said.
Being very diplomatic about my answer there.
Love it.
What are you,
Christmas and New Year, you got, oh sorry Stephen.
No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, obviously I've got a couple of weeks till Christmas. Have you got much planned?
So not really. This is why I'm not really Christmassy, because it's the first year that I actually won't see my family because they live in the South France and it's just so complicated with these, you know, COVID rules, and you never know, a week's difference and, you know, somehow we won't be able to travel back. We won't be able to stay. So me and my sister, I live with my sister now. And we've just decided, you know what, we're just gonna have like a virtual Christmas. Actually, he's talking about the whole dating thing. It's a very similar Christmas here. We're gonna have a virtual Monopoly with the family, just through FaceTime.
Oh, lovely.
So yeah, that, you know what, it's a bit of a weird Christmas, but I think for everyone really. So I don't know, we'll just play it by ear. How about you guys? What are your plans? You're looking, Bobby, I'm saying you're looking very festive. But you know what? You're looking very festive, but stylish. Like, I would have never... How did you find a Christmas jumper that actually you could probably wear?
It's quite nice.
Just like, you're looking... It's very fashionable. I would have never been able to find that.
Thank you. Do you know what it is? Because I don't feel very festive being in the backdrop here. So because I haven't got the Christmas tree or any lights, I kind of thought I'll rock our Christmas episode in the last show of 2020 with a little snowman cardigan.
I love it.
Just to bring a bit of festive cheer.
into it. You're doing it, Bob. I think like everyone, it's just going to be, I hope for the best.
Yeah.
I was actually just been saying, I've got to get a test just today so that I can feel better about going to see my family.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's difficult times, isn't it? So
yeah, very, 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 very.
Well, regardless, have a lovely time with your sister.
Thank you so much.
And a happy new year. And thanks so much for joining us, David.
No, thank you for having me. Thank you so much, guys. Cheers.
Okay, have a lovely Christmas. Bye.
Merry Christmas. See you guys. Bye.
See ya. Nice man.
Yeah, really nice man.
Definitely a bit of a crush, but I won't talk any more about that.
Are you crushing on Miles, Stephen?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's been a long year and I'll fancy anyone that's in my eyesight. So.
You'll be getting yourself on that virtual dating app.
Yeah, I'll be on Badoo next. That'll be me. Yeah, nice guy. I mean, interesting to hear him say about Sam and Zara. But then I guess it's a bit like you, people will ask you about people in TOWIE that you might not necessarily know that well. And it's just the way it is, isn't it?
Yeah, you're just a little bit like, I think I loved he got his little PC answer, very just like diplomatic, And again, just I guess I watched this space because he's missed that series. So I guess he might have missed a lot of what's been going on behind the scenes. But amazing that he's in talks to potentially come back again after a little break. And exactly what I said about Jesse, I think I really applaud people that kind of sit back and say, do you know what, time for a time out.
Yeah, totally agree with you. Nice guy. And we have our next guest already lined up. So let's get in Tessa Hartman from The Real Housewives of Jersey.
Perfect.
Hello.
Hello. Wow.
Hello.
Tessa, I thought I was killing it with the Christmas thing, but your house looks absolutely stunning.
Well, I just want to take this really seriously.
I love it. Festive eyewear, matching my cardigan. Loving your little red number as well, Lady in Red. Stunning.
Well, happy Christmas. I mean, that was a festive intro and a half.
Happy Christmas to you. How exciting. We love Christmas here. The only problem is we put up our tree that early behind me. It's about dead. It's really dying. I don't think it's going to make it to Christmas Day. That's the problem.
You haven't been watering it enough, Tessa.
I've got always spray. I go around in the morning and spray it to keep it all nice and moist, but it's on its last legs.
How long ago did you put it up? Because so many people on social media, literally the day after Halloween, I went on Instagram, the 1st of November, everyone was doing their trays.
Midway through November, I think. We just got overexcited and we needed a bit of glitz and sparkle to light up our lives. So we thought, fuck it, we'll just put the tree up. Why not?
Well, you were looking very glitzy and sparkly yourself, which is perfect because you are a cast member of The Real Housewives of Jersey.
That's so exciting. I'm so excited.
Please tell us about it because obviously this is a new franchise.
Do you know what? It's great. I think it's gonna serve on a plate everything you'd expect of a global franchise that is Housewives. It's got drama. It's modern day soap opera. It's got tears. It's got tantrums. It's got fun times. It's got it all packaged together. And I think the amazing thing is the women have been cast really well. We're all very different. We all bring something unique and wonderful to the table. And behind us all, there is a bit of raw authenticity, a bit of real life. You strip away the glam and the gloss, and actually we've all got our own problems and histories and stories to share. And I think that keeps it real. But, you know, plenty of champagne, plenty of all the other glitzy, glossy things that you'll love.
Perfect. So are you a fan of any of the other franchises?
Yes, the funny thing was, we hadn't really watched too many, to be honest, but I was a big fan of Lisa Rinna. Love her. You got to love her.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills. I love the Atlanta. I love them. They are just outrageous, out the box. They're just all so over the top, which I love. And I think the thing about this particular show is that it's going to feel very different from Cheshire, really different. It feels, for me, looking from the outside and being new, it feels much more international and global because the island, albeit quintessentially British, it looks glossy. It looks kind of like South of France meets Ibiza. It's got lots of water, boats. It just feels very international. And yet we fly the British flag. So it's amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting picking Jersey. Do you know why it was that was where ITV decided to come?
Well, do you know, I think because, you know, if you're ITV, you know, actually they should have done Housewives of the Highlands, right? You know, that would have worked. And there's still room, wouldn't you? There's still room for that. I see a castle. I see lots of Scottish women bickering. I see all that. Yep. But I think Jersey hits the spot because it's still United Kingdom. But, you know, it's 10 miles off the coast of France. It's only half an hour from London. It's got great heritage, but it feels Mediterranean. Mm. And it's a very cosmopolitan place. So we've got a lovely, gorgeous Australian girl there. We've got a Jersey bean. We've got English. You know, we've got a real mixture of nationalities, which is great, which is, you know, what the island's all about. You know, people have come here from all over the world. And the most important thing, I think, is that we are all a community and there's lots of gossip. You know, they don't call it gossip. They call it the distribution of vital information here. But essentially, it's gossip, isn't it? It's gossip. And I think that's, you know, it's got all the ingredients to just make a really glossy, glitzy show.
So can you give us any goss? Has there been any ding-dongs? I'm guessing so. As a reality TV show, and I'm sure some very strong personalities there has to have been a row or two, I'm guessing, because you've recorded this series already, haven't you?
We're finished, yeah, we're all done. look, Bobby, I think it's fair to say they've got it all in there. I'd probably get my legs cut off if I gave you. But let me just tell you this. Think of all the characters of all the global franchises, right? You know, you've got the permanent pot stirrer. You know, there's one of them. There's a diva. There's a naughty nymph. There's the moral compass. Yeah, there's a wee bit of a crybaby. There's all a woman rolled into one, which is going to make it great. And your guys' job is to watch it, binge watch it on the 28th of December and find out who's who.
I'm definitely going to be tuning in. I'm very excited. What made you want to sign up for it? Because you've obviously got a career in your own right. You are successful. You're successful in your job.
Well, do you know, it's funny. Life is a game of chance, isn't it? And I've been through, in the last 6 years, my life's been a roller coaster. In 2017, I got breast cancer. Long story, not a hair left in my body, did the whole mastectomy, the whole thing. And life just rolls on. I always work through it. You know, my world is my family. I've got 4 kids. And being from Glasgow, we are eternal hustlers. That's what we do. And when this opportunity came along, originally I said, no, I couldn't do it because I work full time. And I didn't think I'd have the time to commit to it. And then I was quite happy to have, you know, I do lots of big glamorous events and things. And I thought, well, you know, I could get all my clients involved. I could use all my events in Jersey and be a kind of almost an extra, if you like. Anyway, when COVID hit, you know, probably about 30% of my business was fashion and retail. And that just went tits up, didn't it? So I said to my husband, you know, my God, the world is changing. And, you know, I've lost a big chunk of business. So why don't we just take a leap of faith? Why don't we do this? Because I've now got the time and just enjoy it and treat it for the fun that it is. And I have to say, it's probably the best decision I've ever made. And I just never in a million years, you know, if you take my position 3 years ago to where I am now, I'm just like, wow, you wouldn't have bet your life on that I would be doing it now. So why not?
I'm so excited to watch it. I honestly am. Like, I'm such a fan of all the franchises. I watch so many, and I'm really excited for there to be a new UK one.
Yes. Well, I think that's it, isn't it? I think it's going to showcase the world that there's so much more to the UK and our islands and being part of the British Isles. And I think it's a great concept to export. And I think that's why, because people don't think of maybe Britain as being a bit Mediterranean. Our beaches here look like California. You know, they're amazing and there's so much to do. And, you know, we've got such a big tourist offering. I think it's really going to, you know, when I first heard about Jersey years ago, it had a bit of an identity crisis. You know, it was like old grannies with their blue rins brigade. But, you know, I think, you know, now there's a really young demographic living here. There's a big finance community. There's so much to offer and we need to just spread the word.
What made you want to move there from Scotland?
Well, I came here for a business meeting with my husband, actually, and at the time thinking, oh, geez, you know, why do I have to even go? Can we not do a Zoom or something? But I had to come in person. And we flew in, and I'd lost my mother in 2013, and I lived next door to her. And it was a glorious day, and I've always liked living in Glasgow. You don't see a lot of palm trees. And I said to my husband, if we come out of the airport and there's a palm tree, I'm in. So we came out of the airport, and there's this big palm tree. And the weather was amazing and we did the meeting and then we went for a walk on the beach and we thought, you know what, shall we try and open an office here? And, you know, it took about a year and a half to kind of, you know, put it all together and make it happen. But we kind of, you know, we just wanted to change the scenery. I had 2 younger boys. My girls are older, you know, Talia, Bobby, and my girls are older. They live in London. But I thought, what a great place to bring up the boys. You know, they can go surfing after school. You know, it's always pissing it down in Glasgow, isn't it? I mean, there's no outdoor life whatsoever. And suddenly they could have a very safe but lovely outdoor life. And that's what we did. We've opened an office.
I bet they absolutely love it. Because like you mentioned, I remember looking at social media and was I think Talia was filming a video or something. And I actually thought she was abroad. It actually looks like it's like you say, you could have been California or Ibiza.
And she's absolutely. Like,
I was like, oh my God, I need to come and visit. I've never been Jersey. It's on the to-do list. The minute we're allowed to travel,
yeah. Travel.
She's actually here. Come say hi.
How is she?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, my love. How are you, babes? Will you be making an appearance on the show, hun?
Yes, I'm very, very...
Pops in and out.
Love it.
But I think the whole family will, to be honest. But we were just there for Momager tea. And I think it was just so great to see her get be in front of the camera. You know, she's been in, she's the boss lady of 20 years being behind it. So I think it was so great to see her be able to say what she thinks instead of, you know, behind a laptop. So I can't wait for everyone to get into it.
Yeah, we're all quite dysfunctional. All the family make an appearance, even my crazy European husband, who was so unimpressed at the beginning. And he's got that kind of drab kind of like, what, you know, he's like half Italian, half German. He's like, what the fuck's going on here? What are you doing? What's going on? And he's just, you can't impress him. You know, he's not impressed by any of that stuff. Or he's like, but then eventually he got into it and he felt like, if he could swear in Italian, nobody would understand. So that's what he did.
Yeah, there was a lot of that, yeah.
So you are basically the Kris Jenner of Jersey, is that right?
Darling, not Jersey. I'm thinking more a wee bit UK.
Oh, the whole country. Okay, bad.
Look, I'm a hustler, right? I bloody love Kris Jenner. Who doesn't love Kris Jenner? And it's actually, it was an editor friend of mine from Paper Magazine. Remember the magazine that did the broke the internet with Kim Kardashian and
Kim
her bottom?
And the champagne, yeah.
So I did a lot of work with him. And he came to London and we did quite a few events together. And he's like, oh my God, you're the UK's Kris Jenner. I know you are. You are just... And so like, actually, yes. If there's one person to give me that compliment, it's going to be Mickey Boardman from Paper Magazine, and I'm going to take it.
Get that on all the socials.
Absolutely. Have you filmed your, as you were saying, that the series has all been recorded now, have you done your reunion yet?
No, we haven't. I think they're going to keep that. I'm not quite sure of the timeline, but I think they're going to keep that till kind of like maybe end of Jan or something. But that hasn't been announced yet, so I don't really know.
Oh, we're excited. Honestly, I can't wait for the 28th. That is literally going to be my New Year watching.
I'm not it's going a binge out for fest. New Year now. You just actually, you know, get yourself a bottle of wine or a bottle of vodka, some popcorn, your jammies on. Bottle of vodka, wee bit of spritz. And just go for it, you know. And the thing is, apparently they're starting at like super early in the morning, so actually by tea time you could be pissed and done and had a great day. All 10 episodes.
It's gonna say, is it right that ITV Hub are putting the whole series on straight away?
Yes.
So you can binge all of them.
Yes, Bobby, you can watch the entire, I mean, it's orgasmic, isn't it? 10 episodes in one day from the New Housewives. What more can you ask for?
That's what I love. I love when you can have a good old binge, because I kind of hate when you have to wait another week for an episode. Now, we view telly very differently, don't we now? Especially with like the Netflix and stuff like that. You can face the next episode. So the fact I can have my fix of Housewives and watch the whole series in a day or two, lovely.
Yeah, and I think you're right. We've got no patience, so we always want to know what's happening next. And what is a real testament to how good the show is going to be, I think, is even being in the show and knowing what's happening, because we've seen quite a lot of it. We're not quite at the end of the series yet, The Wives, but we were all like, oh my God, we need to watch the next one. And I know what's coming, but I still can't believe it watching back. I'm like, oh my God. So I have no doubt it will be a next situation going on.
Well, that's really exciting, and I have to say, you've thoroughly got me on board. I'm definitely going to be watching.
Fabulous.
I'm excited to see your journey. What happens next?
Oh, listen, it won't be dull, my dear. It won't be dull.
I couldn't imagine for a second that it would be.
I would say I evolve as a character as well. I'm a wee bit quiet, being a wee bit Glaswegian. We're very kind of honest and raw, but we also, you know, we don't make friends that easily, so I kind of like hold back at the beginning. You know, I'm quite kind of surveying the other women and taking my time to find out who's who. So I think I warm up like a nice soup.
Like a soup.
A nice soup, yeah.
A delicious
sometimes
soup.
It can burn your mouth, other times it's the perfect temperature.
Okay, I got it. Get it? Well, Tessa, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And
thank you for having
Talia
me.
As well, if she's still there.
I'm listening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Elf from beneath.
Yeah, Christmas elves.
Thank you so much. You have a lovely Christmas, won't you, girls?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye. It's mad how we like they sound, isn't it?
Yeah, really do. I'm actually genuinely quite excited about this, especially if it's all going to be on at once. Like you said, I can binge watch that in that weird period between Christmas and New Year. Although everything's a weird period, like we've said before, because no one's doing anything anymore. But it seems like a nice lady. I'm definitely interested to see what happens next.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea for ITV to try and... Cause I'm trying to think of what reality shows... I don't think there's any over here that we kind of get access to a whole series of. And especially that kind of time of year, and if there is the dreaded lockdown three. I mean, at least we're not going to be short of telly. That's, we've
definitely
got RuPaul, we've got Housewives now. And like I say, I just love the franchise. I'm very intrigued to kind of see, because when Cheshire first started, I remember thinking, oh, how's it going to be compared to like a lot of the American ones? So yeah, I guess there's now going to be that comparison between Jersey and Cheshire.
I mean, they must think that Cheshire's a success enough to be able to do another British one, don't they? So, I mean, I think that's a pretty ringing endorsement for Cheshire. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited to watch it. Well, seeing as this is our final show of the year, we obviously usually have three guests, but we thought we'd have a little rundown of some of the showbiz moments of the year. Because despite all of our consistent coronavirus chat, there has been quite a lot of celebrity gossip happening this year, hasn't there?
There really is. We were saying earlier on, wasn't we, that actually I think because of the year that it's been, some of this stuff I can't believe has happened in 2020. It almost feels like I can't believe the amount of stuff that happened. So obviously January we started off with the Meghan and Harry announcing they were leaving the royal family.
Yeah, which was, I know, you know, doing my job, that was a big deal because we write about the royals a lot, and the rumours had started to swirl around kind of Christmas time that they weren't happy and they were thinking about getting a way out. And then literally it was like they came back and then it was done, wasn't it? And then now it's been, well, they moved, I think, in April, maybe end of March, April. So it's almost coming up a year for them having left the country. Yeah, interesting, isn't it?
How that's been a year, though. I can't believe it was that early on into the year.
Yeah, and then obviously they had some tragedy this year with Meghan and her miscarriage, which is obviously terrible for them both. They also had some great news. You know, they've managed to get their dream house basically in California, haven't they? And I don't know if you saw today, but they've announced they're doing their own podcast and they've signed a deal with Spotify to do their own podcast. I'll be interested to see if this makes me sound a bit mean, but I'll be interested to see if it's actually of any interest listening to it, because they're not going to talk about their relationship, are they? I mean, that's just not going to happen. No. So what are we going to hear? We're going to hear, like, fair enough, inspirational people and blah, blah, blah. But there are quite a lot of podcasts that do that kind of thing already. I don't know how quickly I'm going to be signing up to listen.
No, I know what you mean. It'll be one of them that I think everyone will kind of want to listen to the first one to kind of see how it goes. But I don't think it's going to be a patch on Access All Areas.
No, absolutely not for one second. Well done, Bob. I like
you. And they've also got a big Netflix deal they've signed this year, haven't they?
For
a pretty dollar, should we say.
£100 million, I think it's supposed to be worth. Wow.
That'd be a lovely way to round off the year,
wouldn't it? I'll take £100, I mean, honestly, at this point. But yeah, I mean, so I think next year is definitely going to be a big one for them, for sure. But yeah, then came February, and I have to say one of the biggest showbiz stories of the whole year was Philip Schofield coming out. What did you make of that at the time?
Do you know what? It's like you say, it was a huge showbiz story. And I actually think, because it was only a matter of weeks before the whole lockdown and the coronavirus thing, wasn't it? I actually think it would have been spoke about a lot longer if the world wasn't kind of talking about the pandemic. Mm. But I think it's always lovely when anyone feels comfortable enough to sit there and live their true lives, you know, and to say how they feel and to come out on national TV. And I think obviously for a massive face of the show to sit on the show that he's worked on for years and to say, this is me, completely take me out off to him.
Mm. Yeah, I'm totally agree with you. I think it's obviously a very brave decision. I would love to know what the behind the scenes stories are, because obviously, you know, he has a wife and two daughters, and that must have been difficult for them all. I really don't think I can imagine much more difficult than having to tell your wife that you're gay. I mean, it just must be horrendous. So, I mean, yeah, hats off to all of them for dealing with it so well. It is interesting that he and his wife, Steph, are still married and still seemingly intend to stay married for the foreseeable. I mean, interesting. I just wouldn't have thought that would be the case, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I guess who knows what happens behind closed doors. Mm. Obviously, he only sat down and publicly came out in February, but maybe the family have known longer. So maybe to them it wasn't news as such, and maybe they kind of found what works for them.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of intrigued, to kind of see where that goes. Obviously, he still lives with the wife, apparently. And what happens when he, or if he meets someone and starts dating.
Well, she does. I mean, you know, it's a really interesting one, isn't it? Because it's like they are still a couple, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, do you know what? Because I think when anyone comes out, it's a hard enough thing for anyone to do. And the added pressure of having a wife and children must just make it a whole different ball game.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that he found his happy and his acceptance to kind of sit there and say that. And who knows, maybe they'll have lovely little double dates when they both, or if they both meet the men of their dreams.
I mean, that would definitely be a paparazzi image I would be interested in seeing. I'm not going to lie. No, but I mean, yeah, you're right. I think it's an interesting one. We'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Definitely. We roll on to March. Which this really does feel like years ago. Tiger King, Carol Baskin.
I mean, good Lord. It literally feels like a different lifetime. I was sitting and watching Tiger King.
Yeah,
but yeah, we wouldn't have had Carol Baskin on Dancing with the Stars. We wouldn't have Donald Trump tweeting about maybe freeing him from prison or whatever is going on, you know, Joe Exotic.
Quite fascinating. I think I've become a little bit obsessed with her a little bit during that documentary because I just couldn't kind of figure out the setup, and I guess kind of similar with him as well. I'm sure I've seen like stuff in the press or speculation that he's hoping to get out and wants to have his bite of the pie, I guess, where Carol's been dancing around the ballroom and kind of making the most of her newfound fame. Obviously,
can't do that in prison, can you?
Hasn't had a chance. I guess. Did you say Trump wants to get him out?
Yeah, well, there was a period where he was tweeting about, I'm sure tweeting, or maybe he said in a press conference that he was going to free Joe Exotic or something. Never happened. So, who cares? Trump's out. So let's just, it's not going to happen.
No, you could imagine him on I'm a Celebrity next year, especially if it's back in Australia by then.
What, Trump or Joe Exotic?
I was thinking Joe Exotic, but could you imagine Trump?
I would love to see it.
Gosh, yeah, I mean, whether you'd want to be a camp mate in there. I'd be fascinated actually to sit there for 3 weeks around a fire with Donald Trump. Just
imagine seeing him in that shower though, Bob.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean. No, in my luck, I'd be the one having to wheel the bike to walk up for him.
But doing that pump over Donald Trump's body, oof.
He could do his Marlene Class moment under the water fountain with his bit of air.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine what that looks like when it's all wet? well, there were some other... We're running out of time, but there were some other big moments. The end of one of the biggest reality shows on the planet was announced, wasn't it? Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Completely, yeah. That really was the beginning of the end for 2020 for me. Like, as a diehard fan of Keeping Up...
Do you think that they might do some spin-offs or don't know?
I definitely don't think this is the last of the Kardashians. I think we'll see something because I kind of think after so many years, I think they all kind of love it and they're all very intelligent business people. So I think they know that it's kind of worked out quite nice for all of them, especially Kylie becoming a billionaire. She ain't done too bad with her little plane. But I guess they're kind of now at such a level where whatever the network offers them, so whether it's E or whoever, a lot of them girls will earn more doing one Instagram post than it would that whole season of the show. But sometimes it's not about the money.
But do you think
they want to do it just to entertain us and to be in our front rooms every week? Or is it to hold our cash?
Well, I definitely think that plays its part. But I do think it was probably more Kim, Kylie and Kendall not wanting to do it anymore, right? Because they're kind of big, successful people away from the show. Kendall in particular, I mean, she's... people don't even really associate her with the Kardashians, I don't think, anymore. She's a model in her own right. So whether or not we get some kind of Chloe and... Chloe and... Courtney! I was going to say Christine.
But then I don't know if Courtney would want him anymore, because she stepped back after the last season. I mean, I could quite happily, and I've always been very honest about it, I love Chloe. Mm. I could quite happily watch her do something if they could find the right thing for her.
Yeah, because she has tried a few different things, haven't they? They haven't quite worked out.
Nothing quite worked. But whatever they do, I'm always going to be slightly fascinated, and I'll always be tuning in.
Yeah, and I think like along with the rest of the world, which is why it was such a surprise that they decided to call it a day. But yeah, then of course we had the probably the best romantic drama of the year, Lily James and Dominic West and their little trip to Italy, and then the photograph with his wife outside the house and the running together and the note on the door, and I just, oh God, just all too much.
Yeah, that was strange times.
I'm not entirely convinced that they'll survive 2021.
No, I mean, they've still got a couple of weeks left of 2020 yet.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, it was just what it is. Regardless of what was happening, and none of us, I don't think, will know unless one of them comes out and says, it's just the way it's the pap shots that are all just that little bit strange to me. Mm. And I think we've said before on previous episodes that it becomes, you're making more of a thing of it rather than just laying low or staying in the house for a little bit, allegedly doing these set up pap shots, which ain't really working out for you.
yeah, don't do more of them when people are already taking the piss out of the first lot.
Yeah, but at least it was something that broke up the Rona chat a little while.
That is true.
What else did we have this year? Oh, we had the whole Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that was a big scandal, wasn't it, earlier on in the year? Now she's got the virus, isn't she?
Oh, she hasn't.
Yeah.
No.
She's been struck down with it. All the stuff that was going on behind the scenes. Talk about mental health and work. You know, all those people that came out that worked with her and were talking about how bad things were behind the scenes on the show. She's had to make changes and good, which she should, right?
And didn't she start her new, I would say series, but they call it seasons, didn't they? Did she kind of started off addressing it? I kind of guess it had become such a global story that she had to address it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I can't imagine that, seeing as she's ending off 2020 with the virus, I can't imagine that she's going to look back too fondly on this year. But, you know, or maybe all things come out in the wash, so hopefully she'll be able to make good.
Absolutely. Oh, well, I'm really sad this is our last show before 2021.
This is it, babes, yep. And then we've got, we'll be back in the new year, back on the 12th. It's nice to have a little break. Nice to have a little break, a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Take stock. Georgia can get us some amazing guests lined up. Fab.
Get a little thinking cap on over Christmas.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I wonder
if we should get Megan and Ari on to promote their new podcast.
Do you know what? They'll probably need every bit of press they can get. Poor things. Poor
loves. We'll have them on.
Yeah, we'll get them on. If we can squeeze them in, I'm happy to do a chat with Harry and Megan.
Yeah, just we'll out there. Drop them an email.
well, Bob, happy Christmas. Have an amazing time off. Happy New Year. You will be spending it exactly the same, sitting alone half fast. and happy Christmas, everyone, and thanks for listening.
And G-Bubs, have a lovely Christmas. And yeah, take care, everyone. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Enjoy the festivities, and we'll see you in the new year.
Woohoo!